If one thinks more about others, then a sense of caring develops. This way of thinking brings more inner strength. Caring for others makes one feel that others are okay. On the other hand, if one thinks only about oneself, it perpetuates a feeling of inadequacy within oneself. Still, there is the feeling that one needs more, and this kind of feeling automatically brings suspicion, resulting in more anxiety and restlessness. The same mind with the same concerns of pain and suffering is concerned only with one's own pain and happiness. This creates an emptiness, and the result is fear and insecurity. But the same attitude with the concern for others with pain and suffering brings inner strength. Worrying about oneself brings more fear, more doubt. And doubt and suspicion are always accompanied with a sense of insecurity and loneliness. If we are to be selfish, we should be wisely selfish. If we think about ourselves all the time, it will eventually bring more suffering. So we should think about others for our own benefit. If we analyze our daily life and also observe our neighbors' lives, we ultimately develop some kind of conviction. Altruism thus benefits others and also brings immense benefit to oneself. Every human being, whether educated or uneducated, rich or poor or physically deformed, has the potential to develop some of these basic human qualities. From birth, we all have the potential to develop these good qualities and human values. Therefore, we have to make every effort to increase and sustain them with confidence. On the other hand, hatred and too much suspicion have no value, nor can they bring about a good result. Hatred or ill feeling toward one's neighbors will not harm them or make them distrustful. But hatred or ill feeling will directly harm one's own peace of mind. For example, if one has a problem with one's neighbor and wants the neighbor to suffer in a similar manner, that objective cannot be achieved or the desire fulfilled. On the contrary, if one has negative feelings toward one's neighbor, it will eventually destroy one's digestion and mind and make one extremely unhappy. In my experience, the calmer you are, the more you think about and practice altruism and other good things, the more you benefit. This mental state, these qualities are very relevant and useful for a happy and successful life. By thinking along these lines, you will eventually be convinced that anger and hatred are very bad for your life and health. A compassionate attitude and a sense of caring are good not only for your peace of mind, but also very good for your health. Once we develop a clear awareness about the positive and negative aspects of these different thoughts, this in itself affects our attitude, bringing about the transformation of our mind. This is one level of spirituality. Be a warm-hearted person, a good person. Regardless of whether it has meaning, our very existence is a reality. It is very important to utilize our existence for constructive purposes.